It's really important for white people to speak up right now.
G-Man in absentia.
G-Man in absentia.
Giuseppe Buffon. And now it's Paul from California. Statutory Paul earned that name through a series of infractions. And yes, he might like the ladies young.
Will you now welcome Paul from California?
Ah, no Paul yet, everybody. Paul's leaving us hanging. All the same.
We'll be right back. Stay right there.
Let me go ahead.
Oh,
is this a meaningless victory?
It's learning.
Oh. You're on your own as usual.
The right perspective. The right perspective.
The right perspective.
The right perspective.
Yeah. Fucking go fucking get deported, bro. Please. We don't need more niggers in the fucking U.S.
You know it. Yeah.
Another one, yeah. A black woman was showing off her brand new impact to her friend, and her friend asked how she liked them. She said,
"Well, they are right."
What do you mean they are right? The friend asked,
"Well, since I saw it, it goes off my tennis."
That was excellent.
Now look at here. She.
Oh my god. All right.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you think of that, everybody? That's pretty good. Paul is here. Let's give him his technical intro. We know Paul loves his intro. Here we go.
And now it's Paul from California. Statutory Paul earned that name through a series of infractions. And yes, he might like the ladies young.
Will you now welcome Paul from
California? The music sounds distant, like it's playing in another room or something.
Isn't that weird? Yeah. Streaming on Sex and Dick.
So what the hell was all that? Did you like dub in that track over those images, that laughter and all that?
No, that was some. Oh, the laughter. Yeah. Okay. After my joke.
Yeah. So I was listening to Fetzer this morning. I didn't get to take it all in, but a good chunk of it before I came on your show, and I think he's still orgasming. I mean, it's just
amazing. No, he's back to
he's falling in love all over again. I mean, he just like it's. I mean, I'm assuming you heard a good part, and I figured today you were probably going to play some of the speech. I don't know, but
no, not really.
Oh, really? Did you hear much of it?
No. Oh, I knew it was happening. You just kind of don't care. But,
oh yeah. My God! It's so. Guess what we're gonna do? We're gonna rename the Gulf of Mexico, Gulf of America. We're gonna rename Mount McKinley because you know McKinley was so great, and he had tariffs. And we're gonna go to Mars too. We're gonna plant the Stars and Stripes on Mars.
Wow! So we're gonna have Jeet scientists are gonna help us go to Mars now. Okay.
It was fucking classic. It's like. It literally is. It's like for guys like us. It's like listening to our fuck up junkie friend tell us once again for the seventh time how this time rehab is really going to take effect.
Yeah. Oh no. Oh no. 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 No.
Poor Fetzer. My God. Yeah. It no. Really, he's like he's listening to it and he's like wow. And he had some other guest. We should call his show. He's on. You know what? That would make our show more interesting. Is just tune into him, and then we'll call him on the air and just chat. He's got some other Trump-tard, guest commentator on. I forget who it was, and it's like this time. Oh, you can tell the tone. I mean, they're talking like they're serious. The tone is totally different from 2016.
They think the tone is different.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And Trump, of course, he signed an executive order today, and all these fucking all this shit's going to start rolling downhill, baby. I mean, we're going to drill for oil and gas. We're going to deport all these criminal, illegal aliens. And he always used the word criminal. He puts the word criminal in front of illegal aliens, like, for the extra redundancy, I suppose.
So it truly
and,
is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're gonna do it. It's gonna be America. Workers are gonna count for something. We're gonna make stuff here again. No politician's ever said that before.
Workers are back. You are number one again. You do have representation. Don't listen to this Lerman character.
It's coming down. It's the terminal copium of the end times,
dude. It's so thick and heavy. I mean, Trump really was lathering it on. And, of course, multiple, pieces of bullshit and lies, which we all – I mean, he talked about the fact that he survived the assassination attempt in some field in Pennsylvania, where an assassin's bullet, took out part of his ear. I mean, he's, like, just saying this stuff like – yeah, listen to me, look at me, trust the plan. Oh, my God.
After all, they tried to kill me, so I got to be too legit to quit.
It's just absurd. And, of course, he's fucking part of it. He knows there was no fucking legitimate assassination attempt. So he's, This will surprise people to hear me say this, but he's a liar.
Oh, well, you say, are you suggesting Donald Trump is not exactly truthful in everything he's saying?
Well, here's the one thing that was absent. I was listening. I did not hear the whole thing, of course, and we really should play, you know, parts of it, but that's up to you. You're the host, and I don't have that many videos. I could talk about a few videos.
I'm game, but sure.
But here's what he didn't mention. He did mention we were going to deport any Jews. He didn't mention that the whole COVID operation was, out of the Department of Defense. He did mention the chemtrail weather warfare, weather modification operation ongoing. He did not mention that for some reason. I don't know why. He did not mention the obvious directed energy weapons, which is a broad category, but we're going to call it that, that was responsible for the fires. In fact, you know what I learned listening over the weekend, Davis, to regular terrestrial radio on one of these like news talk shows? What I heard, what I learned is this, and everybody pay attention, write this down. The most important thing we can do, okay, to prevent further wildfires is to put the power lines underground, okay? Because we all know that the power lines being above ground is what causes your house to combust completely down to ash. Okay.
That's the
danger of fucking power lines above ground. We all know the role that they played. So, oh my God, it's literally, we are living in Idiocracy, the movie. We really are.
Well, this is what it's like when you're in a former empire, you know, once on an ascendancy, now on a descendancy, and the empire's just spread too thin to maintain any real standards of quality of life for the people they rule over. And so now this is how a first world becomes a third world, like we're living in it.
The other thing that Trump mentioned, and I'm sure everybody was excited about it, is he's going to declare cartels foreign terrorist organizations, and he's going to muster all the resources of federal, state, and whatever other agencies he can to basically take steps to whatever. Yeah, so now, so basically the boogeyman, Gulf of Mexico, no longer that, it's Gulf of America. It's just like, you know, and people are taking, I'm sure there's people out there that are taking this stuff in, they're clenching their fists and going, fucking A, let me get my piece of apple pie right now. Mom, get the meatloaf! Mom!
Well, if you're telling me it's that copium packed, I guess we'll take a look and laugh. I guess I'm ready for a belly laugh. I was really just going to skip it. I'm so sick of this guy. I'm glad it's over as far as the election goes, but really now the pain just begins. And you're saying Fetzer is doing this now, huh? Well, what we'd have to do is you would have to leave the show. I could listen in and you'd have to call into Fetzer, because I don't believe Fetzer would have both of us on as a guest out of nowhere, just giving us his stream key or whatever. So, yeah.
Oh, no, I was just messing around. I mean, but I think it's possible, though. It's like, can you make a phone call, quote, on air? I'm putting it on air in air quotes. Like, you know, the way that you used to do on your radio shows.
No, I don't really have Skype or anything. But, yeah, I'm sure through FTJ there is a way, because FTJ has its own kind of Skype. But, yeah, I don't know. It'd be too many people talking at once anyway. So if you wanted to.
It'd be fun.
Yeah, there you go. MFC NorCal says, just give up on Fetzer. He's lost to Boomer Dumb. Yeah, Boomer Dumb. Oh, no. Well, yeah. You know, not everyone who's a boomer is in Boomer Dumb. We've got some pretty awesome boomers out there. But our guy Fetzer, and it's not entirely his fault. I've explained a little bit of this before. What's happening is, and it's going to happen to all of you. All of us is going to happen to. There comes a point when you lose in your brain, there's something called neuroplasticity. And this is really, really high. When you're a child, you're very high in neuroplasticity. There's always new pathways being cut in that brain, new pathways formed, new associations. Unfortunately, as you get older, the brain literally calcifies. I mean, at an atomic level, there's more calcium. It's hardening. Okay. It's crustifying. And this means that, yeah, you laugh. But in this state of slow decrepitude, as the brain literally hardens, it becomes less neuroplastic. And he can't form new novel ideas. And to the extent he does, he has a greater number of pathways to the old habits and the old ideas. And these are called priors. So Jim is always going to keep falling back on his priors.
I think
all old people do this.
Yeah. Okay. So you're absolutely correct in terms of an anatomical, biological thing. By the way, we won't do a health show today, but a lot of that is preventable and reversible, listeners. So take care of yourselves. Don't eat a lot of fried foods. Stay away from too much sugar, so on and so on. But I would say it's as much emotional as anything. As you know, I know for sure as I've gotten older, you know, there's a kind of I almost live in a permanent state of nostalgia. Just because I find present day reality in many cases so unpleasant. And you know, there's a softening to you. I know I just had this interesting dream the other day because I didn't appreciate my parents and especially my mom getting older because I didn't know what it was like to get older, you know? And now one of my biggest regrets, it just tears at my heart, is I did not act towards her and treat her in such a way with this appreciation of what she was going through. And I just had this dream the other day where she's all bundled up because she got, you know, when you're older, you get cold more easily and you just, you know, you want to just be comfortable, right? So, you know, she was in the winter time, she was always bundled up quite a bit. And she's sitting in a chair and she's just kind of looking off in the distance wistfully. You know, and, you know, she's all bundled up in blankets and everything. And, you know, because it's wintertime, so it's a kind of, I guess, a contemporaneous dream, right? And I'm like right next to her, and I just put my hand on her shoulder because I know exactly that look and what's going on in her mind. You know, she's looking forward, but everything is in the past, you know. And anyway, for whatever that's worth, it's just a little philosophizing. So Jim is holding on. I think it's as much emotional as it is anything else. You know, he's holding on to the fact that he once knew a country, and I don't know if it was ever the country he believed in, but at least he really believed in it, okay, as far as just the system and elections and politics and you know, his worldview. But now, over the last 20 years, it's all just completely coming apart, and that's not easy to deal with. And I've talked to him. I just talked to him recently on, you know, off air. And I mean, I got a soft spot for him, and he's still sharp as ever. And holding a conversation with the guy, you know, he's as sharp a person of his age as you're going to meet. And, you know, his recall is still, you know, very, very good. And, you know, we laughed because I said, Jim, just think about where you're at now, what the kind of things you think and say compared to 20 years ago or 30, you know, this curve, this learning curve we're all on about the you-know-whos and the way the world really is. It's quite eye-opening when you think back about where you were at one time.
Yeah, yeah. Remembering some things, of course, is easier than, you know, creating novel thoughts and sticking with them. But yeah, and I know what you mean. We've got old people around here too, and it's tough to watch. It's going to happen to everybody. So, you know, we'll all be there. Yeah. Unfortunately. Way to bring the show down, Paul. Actually, let me do this real quick. If I could name the roster.
Hello. Welcome to the stream, everybody.
It never ends. It never ends. It's always something. So how are you guys? Welcome. Who do we have here? We got
Clinton, Tom Dwyer, and Tom Dwyer gave $5. Thanks, buddy, on FTJ. And then we have Rise Against Zog. That's RIZE. Shouldn't they actually? Okay, this is good. Rise Against Zog says, shouldn't they go to the moon first, referring to the plans to put a flag on Mars? And of course, Always Honest is an FTJ. As well as Lori and Stone Rose. Nice to see everybody over there. And thanks very much, Tom, for the dono on FTJ. And Always Honest says, this is all leading to a no borders, one world government. Ooh, anti-Semite laws and Noahide laws. Well, that's frightening. Over at Odyssey, we have Serbian Bull, Fox Die. We have C-Jag. What's up, buddy? Fox Die. Oh, I said Fox Die. What are you, retarded, Lerman? We have MFC NorCal, Flak 88, and Leibstandart, and also Always Honest is here as well. Embassy NorCal saying about the power lines, no, it's the smart meters. And he's agreeing with Paul. That's an absurdity. Many, many absurdities are highlighted in favor of doing what could really fix problems, which is, again, how you can tell that these people don't just not care about you. They actively hate you. Okay. This is this great big fire with people losing everything. This is a good thing for them. Dreadneck is here as well. And have I said Fox Die? Yes. Well, there you go. That's everybody. The good boomers are boomers. All right. I like that. Yeah, we do have a lot of great boomers. Like, we wouldn't trade our boomer guys for anything.
And Paul, well, here's the thing. You made a comment about, okay, about, you know, thanks for bringing this show down. It's kind of funny. But, you know, I mean, I'm just being, shall we say, real. But, you know, again, the boomer, I'm not going to call it boomer hate, but, you know, just the boomer rhetoric. I mean, I get it. But at the same time, the boomers are the ones that have all the perspective. Even people before the boomers would have even more perspective. But like I said on the air before, it's I'm still very young, mostly young thinking, you know, fairly young looking, I believe. It's, I've heard this before. And, you know, I'm not your normal upper 60-year-old, right? But in my day, clear as bell, I can remember my elementary school, my junior high, my high school, and what the demographics, you know, I put the air quotes, the demographics looked like. And so, yeah, that I guess that makes me many things that people refer to the boomers for, you know.
Yeah, but there are clearly some boomers do have that calcified sort of take on shit, and they're very frustrating. Yeah, I would dare say you're not one of them, so we're not talking about you. We're not talking about Warren Baylock. His dad, Warren Baylock's dad, is like a step ahead of most of these kids online. So, I mean, there's that. But, yeah, you know, you cannot deny the fact that when it comes to perspectives on things, you know, the boomers have their own take, and it's sort of ice cold. You know, but that's just the world we live in. All right, so let me look up inauguration. Unless Paul, you have a if you don't have a video, I have a video to show you actually. But first, we'll go to your comment.
Do it live.
There we go. Inauguration 2025. Oh my God! So you're saying he's already given the speech, and now they're in the black tie event phase.
It's done.
Yep. Okay. Well, we'll see how effective this is then, because.
He is El Presidente right now.
Oh my God. C-SPAN should be. Oh no, this says live as well. So I can't just find the inauguration speech. Boy, YouTube sucks a fucking dick.
Oh, YouTube has gone so downhill. Every time I go there, I'm yelling. This is what they do to us, okay? Is you start out like, oh, this is great, right? And then the next thing you know, you're yelling, whether it's about, you know, the bill or the service or the quality. Or it's like, this is the, I find myself, like I said, I've become the old man that we used to think about when we were kids, you know, the grumpy old man because everything's changing. And it's like, yeah, now I know why. I mean, everything has been ruined too. BitChute, fucking Rumble. They put all these annoying fucking ads. I swear to God, I want a firing squad. All the definitely Dr. Stephen Gundry. I'm gonna firing squad that motherfucker. I'm so sick of seeing his face. And God, who else?
We'll see if we can't find the actual. It really is astounding how everything is a live button, and the live button means that we're gonna end up in the fucking dinner. We're gonna end up in the black tie.
Well, no, you never know. You can try it.
Yeah,
can't be having dinner there now. It's like.
Well, whatever, the luncheon. Look at me here. He's standing around. Yeah. Seriously, we're in the. My God. Okay, I think we got it here. Okay, so he did this. Does this look familiar? I'm going to show this to you in a second.
Okay.
Oh, look, they have these panning camera work. Oh, that's impressive, Donald. And they have Christy Noem. We all now have to. Let's hope she gets in a car accident or something. Yeah, she's way too pretty to be such a race trader. Here we go. We need her to get in a car accident so that her outer visage matches her inner blackened soul. Here we go. Share screen. The David Lynch Coffee Company commercial. No, Donald Trump. There we go. Okay, this should be it. I think we have it here.
Thank you very much, everybody. Well, Thank you very, very much.
This is
Vice
it.
President.
Does this look like it?
I mean, I don't know. I'm on the computer with you, so I don't know what's going on. And maybe they have somewhere they have highlights. They could have highlights like they do, you know, if you want to go see the.
That's what I've gone to. I'm asking you, does this look on the screen? Does this look like what you saw earlier?
No, okay, I didn't see earlier. I just heard audio clips. Fetzer was playing audio on his show.
Oh, right. Yeah, Jim's like me, audio guy.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. MFC NorCal says, Paul should be in charge of boomer re-education camps once we take back power.
Yes.
And then, of course, so they already, as we now have a boomer waffen over here. Paul's in boomer waffen. Boomer waffen nationalism.
I want to be in charge of a whole hell of a lot more than that.
Yeah.
MFC NorCal
reminding us that, yes, what we're about to indulge in truly is ping pong for retards, but we're doing it for the purposes of seeing. We're gonna play a game, predict the cope. So you want to predict the cope. You're gonna listen and look at Donald Trump with us, and we're going to decide what the Republitards will be saying to each other at the water cooler. I know, so based, right? It's totally off. Whatever they're gonna be repeating tomorrow. This is what we want to discuss. Also, CJAG wonders, Paul, did you hear Fetzer's falling out with Layla or Lila over at RBN at a radio call-in segment? Someone's asking that.
No, I didn't.
Okay.
Fetzer's had a falling out with many, just as have I. So yeah. who you can't keep up with all the BS, but yeah, I've heard this woman before. Layla, I don't listen to RBN much anymore, but yeah, I'm certain that sooner or later, you know, it'll happen with somebody, a caller like that. But
well, now RBN's ascendant, by the way, because now you have Trump in, so this means that the Kelso's Trump, what is his Kelso show called?
Oh God, that guy's got to be, he's got to be intolerable now.
Oh, that's right. Because now he's like, I was right, everybody. He's telling everyone how right he was, I bet. Right?
Yeah.
But Kelso's over there reminding everyone, make fun of me at your own risk and all of this.
Yeah, that clip, that one show that used to play clips of me calling him, that was classic too. Where I was telling him to bet. Hey, let's make a bet. Kelso.
He did not take well to that. No, Kelso was not in a good mood. That was the Trump phenomenon. That's it. The Trump phenomenon.
That's still a show. He's Trump phenomenon radio.
You're a pussy, Kelso.
What a douche. It's unreal. It's a douche fest, man. Oh.
Nightly. It's nightly.
Change. I think I said it before.
Drive,
yeah.
That guy. You're a pussy, Kelso.
That's pretty great. God, what a great clip. Boy, I'm glad I saved these clips. I have a type of audio neuroses, but still, they come in handy sometimes. Just like
right, you know? and I didn't even have to call him a pussy. He called himself a pussy.
Isn't that great? He called himself a pussy.
It's like you saying, "You're a pussy, Davis. You're a pussy." It's like I didn't have to say it. You know.
Yeah, like me saying it is even better.
Yeah. It's kind of like getting somebody on the ground and making them say, "Uncle, stop hitting yourself."
It is like that. Forcing them to call himself a pussy. All right, here we go.
Advance, Speaker Johnson, Senator Thune.
All right, we're definitely going fast
Chief
forward.
Chief Justice Roberts.
You see the sense they're giving here? They're giving an intimate feeling here. This has all been orchestrated. Notice now there was a panning on the floor, and now they've panned and risen up about 14 feet. So it's a tighter shot than usual.
Thank you.
It's real interesting camera work. Let's go forward.
Be restored.
Oh, here we go. We have the calm decorum of the new Trump. The new Trump, everybody. But what did they applaud for?
Of the United States Supreme Court.
Boy, oh boy.
President Clinton, President Bush, President Obama, President Biden, Vice President Harris, and my fellow citizens. The golden age of America begins right now.
Oh, we're getting rid of the Jews, Paul.
Let him play. Okay. Do more than a half a sentence at a time.
From this day forward, our country will flourish. and be respected again all over the world.
Mm.
We will be the envy of every nation, and we will not allow ourselves to be taken advantage of any longer.
Oh, wait, why aren't we still like we used to be, remember? So why aren't we still? Oh, right, it was Joe Biden was president.
Correct, it was Biden.
But before that, you were President Trump.
Hmm. I like to
During
point
every
out.
Every single day of the Trump.
Go ahead.
No, it's going to make a quip. Go on, just continue.
Make the clip. We make.
No. It wasn't that good. Forget it.
Were you going to tell us about the rabbi and the nigger speaking?
No.
Administration. I will very simply put America first.
Yeah.
Our sovereignty will be reclaimed. Mm. Our safety will be restored. The scales of justice will be rebalanced.
Oh boy.
The vicious, violent, and unfair weaponization of the Justice Department and our government will end.
By the way, too, in his clip earlier that I heard on the show, on Fetzer's show, he said that we're going to bring back freedom of speech.
Sweeping the country, sunlight is pouring over the entire world, and America has the chance to seize this opportunity like never before. But first, we must be honest about the challenges we face. While they are plentiful, they will be annihilated by this great momentum that the world is now witnessing in the United States of America. As we gather today, our government confronts a crisis of trust. For many years, a radical and corrupt establishment has extracted power and wealth from our citizens while the powers of our society
lay
broken and seemingly...
Let's double check. Are we muted for some reason?
Incomplete.
Paul, you hearing that?
No, I'm hearing it. There was a time for a while where the screen was frozen, and I thought maybe it was the internet or computer or something. But but it's fine.
No,
it's fine now.
Good. Yeah, we'll continue then.
But
in that case,
by the way, I'll mention earlier when Fetzer was playing clips on his show, Trump said Are you ready for this? He's going to bring back free speech. You know, because you know we lost it there for a while.
Oh, right. So you lose it and then you bring it back. It's just like on, off. Yeah, that's all. That's free. That's what free speech means. It can go on. It can go off.
Exactly.
Mostly off, but, you know, sometimes back on.
Disrepair. We now have a government that cannot manage even a simple crisis at home, while at the same time stumbling into a continuing catalog of catastrophic events abroad. It fails to protect our magnificent law-abiding American citizens.
But
provide sanctuary and protection for dangerous criminals, many from prisons and mental institutions that have illegally entered our country from all over the world. Mm. We have a government that has given unlimited funding to the defense of foreign borders, but refuses to defend American borders or, more importantly, its own people. Our country can no longer deliver basic services in times of emergency, as recently shown by the wonderful people of North Carolina, been treated so badly.
All right.
And other states who are still suffering from a hurricane that took place many months ago. Or more recently, Los Angeles, where we are watching fires still tragically burn.
Mm.
From weeks ago, without even a token of defense, they're raging through the houses and communities, even affecting some of the wealthiest and most powerful individuals in our country, some of whom are sitting here right now. They don't have a home any longer. That's interesting. But we can't let this happen. Everyone is unable to do anything about it. That's going to change. We have a public health system that does not deliver in times of disaster, yet more money is spent on it than any country anywhere in the world. And we have an education system that teaches our children to be ashamed of themselves in many cases, to hate our country despite the love that we try so desperately to provide to them. All of this will change starting today, and it will change very quickly. My recent election is a mandate to completely and totally reverse a horrible betrayal and all of these many betrayals that have taken place
and to give
the people back their faith, their wealth, their democracy, and indeed their freedom. From this moment on, America's decline is over.
Yeah. Okay.
Our liberties and our nation's glorious destiny will no longer be denied, and we will immediately restore the integrity, competency, and loyalty of America's government. Over the past 8 years, I have been tested and challenged more than any president in our 250-year history, and I've learned a lot along the way. The journey to reclaim our republic has not been an easy one, that I can tell you. Those who wish to stop our cause have tried to take my freedom and indeed to take my life. Just a few months ago in a beautiful Pennsylvania field, an assassin's bullet ripped through my ear. Even more so now that my life was saved for a reason. I was saved by God to make America great again.
So this is what Fetzer was playing on his show. So let's keep it going. It's beautiful stuff.
So he was loving on this. He was loving.
Oh, I mean, yeah, there's multiple times where Fetzer on the air was going, wow, the way he does. It's a classic. Wow. And then one of his guests was dropping in comments like you know, the way that you comment on stuff. You know, one of his guests was, you know, doing the same thing, only it's all positive. Like, in other words, this is it, baby. It begins today.
Oh, my God. The sealed indictment.
I was laughing. I was laughing alone in my house as I went from one room to another, went from my room to the kitchen and back. I was laughing after I heard this stuff that Trump was saying. It's like, oh, my God.
Was he making any projections, any predictions about a Trump legacy, if you will, his son will go.
Let's keep going. You'll hear, because I don't think it's that much longer that you'll hear about, you know, the Gulf of America and going to Mars. It's just like, it's unreal.
Oh, no, I meant, was Fetzer doing a thing where he's like, oh,
Barron is going to be running things for the next 50 years?
No, he wasn't. Sorry, I misunderstood you. No.
Make them say, oy vey, says, we are cooked. Oh, he's honest. His God is Baphomet. Yeah, well, that's true enough. And
I'm gonna mute again so I can start to eat my cookie.
Yes, please do, because everyone called you out for the eating of the food. And there's Trump's weirdly hot GILF wife. And she must be bathing in the baby blood every night. And then we have Barron standing there wondering, like, how did I end up here? All right.
Thank you very much. Purpose and speed to bring back hope, prosperity, safety, and peace for citizens of every race, religion, color, and creed.
Oh, my American God. He's quoting MLK. Pug Lord Speaketh gave 25 on Odyssey. Banks are closed due to rapist worship. And the internet is closed due to Trump. Oh, well, I'll have to charge up my America to Jew translator for this one. Yeah, it's like something out of sci-fi. You put the weird device on your ear and then suddenly you hear like wop 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 wop, and then the words make sense.
Since January 20th, 2025 is Liberation Day.
Oh, it's Liberation Day. Yeah, it really
is. It is my hope that our recent presidential election will be remembered as the greatest and most consequential election in the history of our country.
Oh.
As our victory showed, the entire nation is rapidly unifying behind our agenda with dramatic increases in support from virtually every element of our society, young and old, men and women, African Americans, Hispanic Americans, Asian Americans, urban, suburban, rural. And very importantly, we had a powerful win in all seven swing states. And the popular vote, we won by millions of people.
Hey, why? Hey, white.
To the Black and Hispanic communities, I want to thank you for the tremendous outpouring of love and trust that you have shown me with your vote. We set records, and I will not forget it. I've heard your voices in the campaign, and I look forward to working with you in the years to come. Today is Martin Luther King Day, and his honor, this will be a great honor. But in his honor, we will strive together to make his dream a reality. We will make his dream come true.
What dream is that?
Yeah.
What's the dream? I have a dream. Okay, is that the? I mean, how could it not be true? They get so many subsidies. It's amazing.
Negrophilia.
National unity is now returning to America, and confidence and pride is soaring like never before. In everything we do, my administration will be inspired by a strong pursuit of excellence and unrelenting success. We will not forget our country. We will not forget our Constitution.
We're going to be winning.
And we will not forget our God. Can't do that.
Oh, see, he didn't say which one, though. That's the trick.
It's our God, yeah. United States God.
Today, I will sign a series of historic executive orders. With these actions, we will begin the complete restoration of America and the revolution of common sense.
Oh,
it's all about common sense.
Common sense. Okay.
First, I will declare a national emergency at our southern border.
Wow.
I got news for you, Trump. The border is nothing. We got them everywhere in every city.
So yeah, they're everywhere.
Go on, not just the border.
All illegal entry will immediately be halted, and we will begin the process of returning millions and millions of criminal aliens back to the places from which they came.
Yeah.
We will reinstate my Remain in Mexico policy.
Wow!
I will end the practice of catch and release.
Oh.
And I will send troops to the southern border to repel the disastrous invasion of our country.
Really? Troops, huh? Okay. All right.
Under the orders I signed today, we will also be designating the cartels as foreign terrorist organizations.
Yep. It's getting good now, Davis. Keep going.
Keep going, you're saying?
Of course. It's getting good, yeah.
Oh, God.
I'm feeling the goosebumps.
Oh, God.
Which God, Davis? Which?
And by invoking...
people bring do that now do that. Oh, okay.
As commander-in-chief, I have no higher responsibility than to defend our country from threats and invasions, and that is exactly what I am going to do. We will do it at a level that nobody's ever seen before. Next, I will direct all members of my cabinet to marshal the vast powers at their disposal to defeat what was record inflation and rapidly bring down costs and prices.
a chicken in every pot, baby.
Crisis was caused by massive overspending and escalating energy prices, and that is why today I will also declare a national energy emergency. We will drill, baby, drill. America will be a manufacturing nation once again, and we have something that no other manufacturing nation will ever have, the largest amount of oil and gas of any country on earth, and we are going to use it. Let me use it. We will bring prices down, fill our strategic reserves up again, right to the top, and export American energy all over the world. We will be a rich nation again. And it is that liquid gold under our feet that will help to do it. With my actions today, we will end the Green New Deal and we will revoke the electric vehicle mandate, saving our auto industry and keeping my sacred pledge to our great American auto workers.
Wow.
He's going to do it all. Keep going, baby.
In other words, you'll be able to buy the car of your choice. We will build automobiles in America again at a rate that nobody could have dreamt possible just a few years ago. And thank you to the auto workers of our nation for your inspiring vote of confidence. We did tremendously with their vote. Yeah. I will immediately begin the overhaul of our trade system to protect American workers and families. Instead of taxing our citizens to enrich other countries, we will tariff and tax foreign countries to enrich our citizens.
Simple as that.
For this purpose, we are establishing the External Revenue Service to collect all tariffs, duties, and revenues.
Frozen screen for whatever reason. That's the second time I believe Dave has got a frozen screen. Don't know why.
Years of illegal and unconstitutional federal efforts to restrict free expression. I will also sign an executive order to immediately stop all government censorship and bring back free speech to America.
Oh my God. Wow.
God.
Never again will the immense power of the state be weaponized to persecute political opponents. Something I know something about. We will not allow that to happen. It will not happen again. Under my leadership, we will restore fair, equal, and impartial justice under the constitutional rule of law. And we are going to bring law and order back to our cities. This week, I will also end the government policy of trying to socially engineer race and gender into every aspect of public and private life. We will forge a society that is colorblind and merit-based. As of today, it will henceforth be the official policy of the United States government that there are only two genders, male and female. This week, I will reinstate any service members who were unjustly expelled from our military for objecting to the COVID vaccine mandate with.
Now let the people, the students who protested genocide, let them back in school. That'd be good.
Back pay.
Oh yeah. Look at this douche wagon.
And I will sign an order to stop our warriors from being subjected to radical political theories and social experiments while on duty. It's going to end immediately.
Sure, sure. No more dilating in the foxhole, Paul. So America's so back.
Armed forces will be free to focus on their sole mission, defeating America's enemies.
Davis, now, this is the perfect time to insert America World Police, you know, just to like put that in there. I mean, America.
Yes.
Team, that was, what was the name of that movie? Team America World Police. That was like,
yeah,
Team probably,
America, it's, you know,
I would say probably one of the best movies ever made. Right up there with Casablanca, Citizen Kane, and all the other classics. I think Team America World Police is probably, you know, three or four, I would say.
Well, why not, right? Yeah, why not? And also, let's go back to the chats real quick.
Guys, what's going on?
Well, Always Honest says, yeah, pretty disappointing when your president focuses on MLK, nigger communist agenda. Well, yeah, that's a little disappointing. Yeah, you read my mind. Mud dream. What about the dreams of white people, Donald? Serbian Bull asks. Oh, Baron looks like he wants to kill everyone in the room. Listen, a nigga can hope. I wish a nigga would. And make them say oy vey. Baron's nose sure does hook, LOL. Oh, no. Oh, we're getting into the Baron, the Jew Baron theories. That's interesting. And Let's see. Did Nightwolf asks, did Trump get more standing ovations than BB? And Always Honest says, nope. And that about tells you everything you need to know. Pavlov Puppy, the golden calf age of America is here, guys. Yes, so it truly will be. We're truly turning this around. We don't need the debt jubilee. We have the golden age of America, supposedly. This must be draining the swamp 2.0, and it is. And Pavlov Puppy, I hate them for the content of their character. Yeah, how about we peel your skin off, and then I just still hate you? How about that?
Yeah, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I forgot. I got a little bit of a sugar thing going on here. I just ate, the cookies, the snickerdoodles?
Oh, yeah, I've heard of those. Yeah.
Oh, man, I just had a couple of snickerdoodles dunking in my coffee. And, you know, you get that immediate, rush of endorphins, but then you get sort of like a blank. I mean, I'm telling you, man, I'm ongoing battle with my sugar addiction. I'm trying to win, but it's not easy.
Well, if you think that cookie's good, Paul, you should try the company of a good woman. Wow, Nightwolf says, wow. nothing tastes better than peeling off white cotton panties.
Nightwolf says, God.
Wow, just wow, Fetzer. You know, Fetzer does the wow, just wow. He's so back. And look right here in this. I see. Do you guys see him there? I see. What's his name? Oh, my God. How'd this happen? We're going into commercial mode.
And the 47th president of the United States.
How did that happen? All right, let's jump. Just jump ahead.
Changing the name of the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America.
Oh, see, I thought he was just controlling the news cycle with that. He's really going to try to do that, he says.
Huh? No, it's a done. It's executive order, dude. That's all he's got to do. See, when Trump talks, okay, it's just like E.F. Hutton. People listen.
People listen. They listen and then, laugh, but they listen.
By the way, you people in the chat, that's a boomer reference. That's an old commercial. When E.F. Hutton talks, people listen.
Yeah, that was a meme for a little while, so I think they'll know it. Maybe. MSC NorCal drumroll. Yeah, inauguration day, as we said. Fets are doing the wow, just wow. I mean, it's
hey, we're going to be in a merit-based society, so if you're a black single woman... If you're a black single woman with like 9 kids from 4 different fathers, okay, you will get a check for each and every one of those children because good job. Good job there, Negress.
See? By the way, Rise Against Zog on FTJ says, I watched these mathematical predictions saying Trump will be assassinated this year, a market crash in May, Taiwan-China war, Jews going to lose power and money. And Egypt and Israel also going to war. I listen. Who knows? Sounds like you're listening to Clifford High from the Jew who makes his pies and writes his own novel, like politically predictive coding. This is all leading to no borders, one world government. Well, we'll see about that, I suppose. Wouldn't it be wild if Hal Turner were right about the Amero and all of that? Remember the Amero conspiracy?
I do remember that well, actually. I think what it's going to lead to in the short term is exactly what not just Miles Mathis, but many other people are predicting, which is they're driving us, they're swinging us, they're pushing us to the right. In other words, they're going to make the so-called people that are afraid of fascism or authoritarianism, militarism, they're going to make that much more fashionable. But, of course, it's going to be like the Jewish-led, Jewish-dominated, Noahide-type fascism, which people are going to applaud because they're not going to see what's behind it. We're supposed to not notice that all the appointments Trump has made are either Jews or Zionist Jews. I mean, there's going to be some talk about it, okay? There'll be, you know, like I said, there'll be a little bit of the, you know, uncomfortableness, but at the same time, if they see on the news a few, brown people being escorted across the border, you know, they'll go, oh, okay, look, he's doing what he said.
Yeah, you know what? It's a crazy sounding prediction, but you remember that Jazz Hands on Fast the Nation a long time ago said something that at the time I really did think sounded insane. And the more and more I think about it, we really are going to see a kosher fascism, which sounds nuts, but the Jews, this is something they would do, just like Paul's saying, like a Noahide type fascism, because they know that the will of the people is such that you must satisfy it to quell the masses. So why not just give them Noahide fascism? And this goes right along with my prediction of a type of kosher anti-Semitism. So there'll be quote unquote good Jews coming forward talking about all the bad Jews. And that's going to just be more theater to mollify the masses.
Ooh, and mollify. Colonizer, nice.
Yeah. Colonizer Grindset says your Werther's bowl is looking a little empty. Thanks, buddy. Yeah, you hear this voice.
Well, so he gives, of course, $3. The other thing is, well, they'll pay scant attention to the over, well, not just the overarching rulers, which is, you know, the whole BlackRock and the BlackRock conglomerate, right, which are owning everything. So that's not going to get much mention here because those are all Trump's buddies.
Right. Well, those are the good Jews that are going to tell us all about the bad Jews. So Stone Rose with $5 and Bushmaster 6A, Werther Bowl Fund Money. You know, okay, everyone hears this voice. Yeah, this is my – someday I will die of throat cancer. It sure sounds like it. And lots of activity in the FTJ chat as well. So this is great to see. And I believe we have addressed – so far, so good. Yeah, there's a lot of things we're missing here. A Jew ran fascism, so democracy – yeah, that's actually a good name for it. Yes, a Jew-ran style of fascism is called democracy, exactly. Nothing will change. And then I wanted to comment real quick on that other image, but we don't have it yet. Remember they did that crowd shot, and you could see that lady in that weird – she was wearing like something out of the Hunger Games. It's a really strange bunch here. And then Tucker also looked extremely bored. Tucker doesn't know what he's gotten himself into, so we continue. Well,
and we will restore the name.
Go ahead, buddy.
No, I was going to say, yeah, we've heard most. I mean, I want to keep going because I want you to hear the plant the stars and stripes on Mars part.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we heard most of the stuff I talked about, including bringing free speech back. You heard him actually say, we're going to restore free speech. And, you know, nobody stopped me from talking.
Look at Vance over here in his Trump costume. And I promise I'll let this play for at least a minute without comment.
Okay. Here you go.
Of a great president. William McKinley to Mount McKinley, where it should be and where it belongs. President McKinley made our country very rich through tariffs and through talent. He was a natural businessman and gave Teddy Roosevelt the money for many of the great things he did, including the Panama Canal, which has foolishly been given to the country of Panama after the United States. The United States, I mean, think of this, spent more money than ever spent on a project before and lost 38,000 lives in the building of the Panama Canal.
Those
we have been treated
Americans
very badly from this foolish gift that should have never been made. And Panama's promise to us has been broken. The purpose of our deal and the spirit of our treaty has been totally violated. American ships are being severely overcharged and not treated fairly in any way, shape, or form, and that includes the United States Navy. And above all, China is operating the Panama Canal, and we didn't give it to China. We gave it to Panama, and we're taking it back.
Mm. Wow.
Above all, my message to Americans today is that it is time for us to once again act with courage, vigor, and the vitality of history's greatest civilization. So as we liberate our nation, we will lead it to new heights of victory and success. We will not be deterred. Together, we will end the chronic disease epidemic and keep our children safe, healthy, and disease-free.
Really?
The United States will once again consider itself a growing nation, one that increases our wealth, expands our territory, builds our cities, raises our more ambitious than any other. There's no nation like our nation. Americans are explorers, builders, innovators, entrepreneurs, and pioneers. The spirit of the frontier is written into our hearts. The call of the next great adventure resounds from within our souls. Our American ancestors turned a small group of colonies on the edge of a vast continent into a mighty republic of the most extraordinary citizens on earth. No one comes close. Americans pushed thousands of miles through a rugged land of untamed wilderness. They crossed deserts, scaled mountains, braved untold dangers, won the Wild West, ended slavery, rescued millions from tyranny, lifted billions from poverty, harnessed electricity, split the atom, launched mankind into the heavens, and put the universe of human knowledge into the palm of the human hand.
Imported Nazi scientists that helped us go to the moon.
I couldn't help but think, as he talked about, you know, we were just a small group of colonies, right, on a vast edge of a vast continent, and extraordinary citizens is what he said. I couldn't help but think that these extraordinary citizens were white people.
Yeah, weird, Rich.
And I had that vision in my head, the cover of the book March of the Titans. You know.
Oh yes.
It's like, who were these citizens, these Americans that made this? Continue.
He'll thank the Browns and Blacks for getting him elected, but then when he's talking about these other people, the whites, they're citizens. These great citizens. Heritage Americans is the closest he'll ever get to white people.
Right.
Interesting.
If we work together, there is nothing we cannot do and no dream we cannot achieve.
Oh, the dream.
Many people thought it was impossible for me to stage such a historic political comeback. But as you see today, here I am. The American people have spoken.
My God. In other words, and this is the great trick in democracy. Now he has a mandate for every piece of pro-Israel legislation he wants to do, every Middle East war. This is now the great trick in democracy. You get to interpret this as a mandate.
The American people have spoken, Davis.
They have spoken.
I only wish that I could somehow channel in.
I stand before you now.
I was going to say, wish I could somehow channel into like a conduit, like a for. Like sluice mining, you know, where you see, the tears and the anguish of all, because, you know, they're still out there, right? All the Trump haters, the stupid, faggy guys, liberal women, LGBTQ crowd that think Trump is like Hitler. I wish I could actually put that in my coffee every day, those tears, that angst, you know.
That's good. Yeah. Have yourself some. Yeah, some.
Because I do enjoy that aspect. Like I said, when Trump was running in 2016, 2015, and, you know, there's all these people just outraged about it. And so I always said, hey, I love the fact that Trump gets so much hate going. I just really enjoy that.
Yeah, where's our pay, by the way? We survived the meme war of 2016. Like,
the meme war.
Yeah, where's our veterans' pay? By the way, Dreadneck said, for what it's worth, Trump did not put his hand in the Bible when taking the oath. That's interesting. I think they always actually do. Do they hover or do they put their hand on it? I'm not sure.
Yeah. Who's to know?
Yeah. Nightwolf says AIDS tears. No, thanks. No, that's true. That's true.
Now is proof that you should never believe that something is impossible to do. In America, the impossible is what we do best.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
From New York to Los Angeles, from Philadelphia to Phoenix,
right,
from Chicago to Miami, from Houston to right here in Washington, D.C., our country was forged and built by the generations of patriots who gave everything they had for our rights and for our freedom.
Mm-hmm.
They were farmers and soldiers, cowboys and factory workers, steel workers and coal miners, police officers and pioneers who pushed onward, marched forward, and let no obstacle defeat their spirit or their pride.
Mm-hmm.
Together they laid down the railroads, raised up the sky.
Frozen screen again on my end.
every parent who dreams for their child, and every child who dreams for their future, I am with you, I will fight for you, and I will win for you. We're going to win like never before.
But I'm with you, I'll fight with you. That's what he told the Charlottesville guys. You saw that worked out. He also said that to the Jan 6 people. You saw that worked out. That means soon we'll be in jail. I'm pretty sure that's what that means.
Yeah. Interesting.
All right, Trump. Oh, ooh, standing ovation. Wow. So
thank you. He's not mentioned the Mars thing yet, has he?
No, we've not heard Mars yet.
It's coming up. Because, you know, we all...
In recent years, our nation has suffered greatly. But we are going to bring it back and make it great again, greater than ever before.
Oh, God.
We will be a nation like no other, full of compassion, courage, and exceptionalism. Our power will stop all wars and bring a new spirit of unity to a world that has been angry, violent, and totally unpredictable.
Stop all wars.
America will be respected again and admired again, including by people of religion, faith, and goodwill. We will be
kind of peace-seeking missiles, and that's how this is going to get done.
Prosperous. We will be proud. We will be strong, and we will win like never before. We will not be conquered. We will.
Oh,
not.
Yeah. Remember, we won like never before last time. You see how that worked out? He was hiding in the basement while Noggs destroyed our cities. And by the way, you're bringing those statues back, Donald. What about those statues?
Not be intimidated. We will not be broken. And we will not fail. From this day on, the United States of America will be a free, sovereign, and independent nation. We will stand bravely.
Right.
We will live proudly. We will dream boldly. And nothing will stand in our way because we are Americans. The future is ours. And our golden age has just begun. Thank you. God bless America. Thank you all. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Well, I guess we skipped past the nonsense about the flag. Who gives a shit?
Yeah, I don't know. I had a couple of instances where my screen was frozen or the feed was stopped or whatever. I don't know what was going
Interesting.
On.
Interesting. Yes, people were mentioning that. Yeah.
But I guess my comment would be the usual on the free and sovereign nation once again. It's like, yeah, we're going to be fantastically free and sovereign except for, you know, that old thing about paying the national debt to the Jews. You know, so we got that part.
Oh, yeah. You can't stop that. What do you want the poor Jews
to suffer? But we're still going to be free and sovereign, don't you know? Don't worry about it. And even though, you know, as I watched this little short video last week where it talked about, I forget, it was like the 1950s or 60s, the average American had to work not quite 2 months, you know, to pay all their debts, their federal taxes and state taxes and so forth. Then the rest of the year was theirs, right? The average wage earner. But today, the average American has to work nearly 6 months. You know, it's like about five months and change to cover all the, you know, debts, taxes, state, federal, et cetera, before they can start to, you know, put money aside for their college fund and their 401k and for, you know, paying the rent and the bills. And so we'll see. We'll see if Trump, if prices start falling. But again, we all know this, that no politician in a suit who just says words to other politicians while they clap doesn't do anything in this world. That's not where the real power is or the real work is. And if prices start to fall, it's because there's a collaboration of all the people that control what the prices are. They want to bring them down. They can bring them down. They want to bring them up. They can bring them up. And what the thing that's hard for me to kind of fathom these days is I contemplate, you know, the ever increasing prices I've seen the last 4 or 5 years. It's just unbelievable. I mean, I have to pay. Basically, I have to pay to get a nice grapefruit. I love a pink or ruby red grapefruit. It's like $1.89 for each one. That's a, you know, oranges are on average $1 a piece. I just paid $10 for a dozen eggs. And so on and so on. And gas is still $4. It's not $5 anymore, but, you know, it's down there in the lower $4. But still, you know, it cost me $80 plus to fill up my tank. So, you know, I don't know how the average person makes it on $18, $17, $20, $22, even $25 an hour, which, again, those jobs are out there. And that at one point that would have been a great, that would have been a fantastic job, $25 an hour. You can't rent an apartment on that.
God, no.
Yeah, you can't.
Especially where you live.
No. Well, like I said, at least 2 years ago, could have been more than 2 years ago, but in the San Jose Mercury News, the rag sheet, which I never read, They had an article, you know, saying essentially that the average to rent the average apartment in San Jose, you needed to be making $41 an hour. Now, we know that most people are not making $41 an hour. So how is it that all these apartments around here are full? You know? I mean, and they're building more. Right.
Yeah. How's this possible?
They're building more. It's like,
did you notice here, by the way, when we had it on screen, I'm going to share it again because I guarantee the Jews are going to make something out of this with their Freudian psychology. It is. It does look it's a weird capture, let's just say. So let's share screen. All right. We won't be playing anything, but I want you to look here at this thumbnail that I keep illuminating. Look at that. Look how Baron is looking down jealously at his mother's hand being held. What do you think the Jews are going to make of that? And by the way, Trump's gut's gone. So this is the Ozempic Trump. We have post-Ozempic J.D. Vance. And now we live in a world with a post-Ozempic Alex Jones as well. I guess everyone's going to be dying of the side effects of this in some near future. I look forward to that at least. And maybe the skin will fall off.
Ozempic shit all the time too. It's like constant in my email box, no matter what I do. By the way, I have a theory. It's not any kind of a brilliant observation, but I think when you click to unsubscribe to all these things, they just subscribe you to other lists. I think that's the way it works.
No, you're probably actually, you might be right about that.
I know. I'm just being silly. Of course I'm right. Hey, those things never fucking work. I swear to God, every time I try to unsubscribe, I get like 20 new different fucking email procs. Fucking killing me.
Well, and that wouldn't be, yeah, you say, of course you're right, but actually it does seem to work that way.
Yeah.
Where they give you some variation on it. Like the algorithm's trying to figure out what you'd like.
Anytime I go to my email these days, I spend, I don't know how many, my first few minutes, okay, just like swiping and clearing, delete. I mean, literally, I'm deleting minimum of 80% of my emails.
Yeah, it's a garbage pile every time it's in there.
And there's no stopping it. You know, there's no unsubscribing, you know. It's just, I'm just going to have to maybe switch emails. And then once all I have to do if I switch to another email, and then all I got to do from then on is just click on it. And once you click on something on the internet anymore, that's it. I mean, it just seems to be, that's the way it works, the way they, you know, it's a brilliant design when you think about it for these data miners, these advertisers. Oh, the guy clicked somewhere. He must be interested in this.
Davis's cursor keeps clicking on the rear ends of the female volleyball players. We've got to send him girls changing into clothing.
Oh, thank you. You pulled up Team America World Police. Oh, play it, please. Play it. I love it.
Let's have it. America. America. America.
Wait a minute, that's not the original.
You don't think the original said that? The original did say that.
That's great. Yeah.
Lick on
I fucking love
balls
it,
now. You never heard the rated R?
I think this is a parody of it, but I could be wrong. But
no, it really did that. It said, you know, listen, lick my dick and suck my balls. It did say that. You must have missed it in the original. This is not your imagination.
I guess
this
maybe
movie.
I'm used to seeing it with the scenes from the movie. In other words, the video that I remember seeing wasn't a still photo like this, but it showed like actively scenes from the movie playing America. Fuck yeah. I mean, I literally feel like that's how a lot of Trump supporters are. Now, I know I'm disparaging probably a lot of otherwise reasonable people who think Trump is our best option or who actually like what he says, but not knowing, you know, that if he were to remove his mask, underneath would be Shlomo.
Now, compliments of Pavlov Puppy. He says, well, of course he wants to fuck his mother and kill his father. Don't you know psychology's going? That's what I'm thinking the Jews are going to do with this. Guaranteed, this be some Jew putting Baron on a couch, you know, metaphorically speaking. And then CJAG is sending over yet another classic. We could see what this is about.
At the dawn of the 21st century, the Army began a top-secret experiment.
Meet Joe Bowers, our first subject for the human hibernation experiment. As you know, this is highly classified. However, if successful, we believe humans can be stored indefinitely.
However, the trial run was prone to human error.
See you in a year.
And Joe slept slightly longer than expected. Half a millennium, to be exact. From Mike Judge, creator of Office Space and Beavis and Butthead.
Oh, my God!
If you were the smartest person in the world...
This goes in your mouth. This one goes in your butt. Hang on a second. This one goes in your mouth.
And we're stuck with the dumbest people in history.
If you have one bucket that holds 2 gallons and another bucket that holds 5 gallons, how many buckets do you have?
Two?
What would you do?
Excuse me. I'm actually supposed to be getting out of prison.
You're in the wrong line.
I'm the smartest guy in the world? Says who?
The IQ test you took in prison. You got the highest score in history.
Even smarter than President Camacho.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of America!
In the year 2505.
We got this guy. He's gonna fix everything. So you smart.
The ordinary will be considered extraordinary.
I thought your hair would be bigger.
Idiocracy.
The smartest guy in the world is pretty dumb sometimes.
That's funny.
But gotta be one of the best movies ever made, in my opinion. Idiocracy, Team America, World Police. Yeah, it's unbelievable, to be honest with you.
Classics. Oh, we forgot the new look at Alex Jones, right, telling us about the race war coming.
He lost some weight, though. Look, he has lost weight in his face.
Targeting low information. And that he's going to cause a civil war. And then you actually see Raskin on C-SPAN talking to their operatives, and he's one of their top strategists, saying, oh, we're not going to accept his election. We're not going to certify it, and we're going to create civil war conditions. And then today you've got Carville.
How would we know the difference?
Yeah, how would you know? Exactly. Notice we can only find this clip on the David Pakman show. Oy vey. Let's give Trump. Let's give Alex Jones a 1.25. Never needed him to talk faster.
We'll place on it in a minute. Dem strategist Carville advocates armed revolution. If Trump wins, claims males of color will be arrested by MAGA.
Do it.
And they're waiting for a white cop to be in a questionable shooting. Like they said, a white cop killed that black woman in Virginia last month. Then they released the surveillance, the body cam, and it was an Asian veteran.
All right, so he's predicting.
Notice the time this was said. This was around the home video release of Civil War. So Alex, as usual, gets real excited about Hollywood, the media. He loves to play upon these popular notions in the American mind. And you notice he's not said any of this recently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would have seen that movie in the theaters. But I can't pay $16. I just can't do it.
Dude, it's not worth it.
Yeah, ridiculous.
Hell no. I mean,
I'm interested. You haven't seen it, have you?
Civil War?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did watch it after Giuseppe said he was undecided. I said, well, I'll go make up my own mind.
Oh, how did you see it? Online or?
Yes. Okay. My kids have this Prime video thing, and somehow it ended up on there.
There's some good clips. I've seen the clips where the guy says, what kind of American are you? And then he starts shooting people. I like that. But
yeah, I mean, it's got that sort of stuff is in there, but it's very incoherent. Okay. You can't figure anything out. And that's quite intentional. You can't figure out what is the ideology of people. It seems like it's just a real incoherent film. And even when the victory comes of shooting the president, nothing's actually been won.
Right. And that's the thing that they do or that they count on. I've noticed that a very good use of the word incoherent. But yeah, it seems like what they in the past and in general they portray white nationalism or white supremacy that's kind of just pointless. In other words, just it's all about hate, okay? And it's just sort of like this supremely like you know radical right wing, you know, fascist, you know, without a really a like you say a coherent ideology, you know, and of course it's nothing could be further from the truth, and they never really talk about.
What's going to shock you, Paul, is a black woman shoots the white president in Civil War. So in other words, the Burger King Kids Club, yet literally the Burger King Kids Club goes and attacks the White House, and a black woman shoots the president. So again, it's incoherence. I don't know what we're supposed to take out of this. So was the guy with red glasses shooting people? Was he indicative of the new ruling ideology? Evidently not. Right. It's all completely incoherent.
Right. So I sent a friend of mine that I've, you know, known basically since high school. I sent him one of my, you know, my truth podium or world truth video, nigger videos. Right. And, got a good chuckle, and he actually sent me back a little response saying, yeah, it's surprising that they are able, you know, to even like make a video like that, you know?
Well, they're able to make a video like that because it has no message.
Well, I could send it to you, right? It's hysterical, right? I mean, but the point being is that they couldn't really make anything that made the video possible. In other words, they couldn't make a camera. They couldn't make, you know, a cell phone. They couldn't make, I mean, literally anything. They couldn't make it. It features fried chicken, okay? Now, we know that they're probably capable of frying chicken, provided that we would provide them with the pan and the electricity or whatever it is that, you know, you would need to actually fry it.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're on that thing. I thought you were commenting on Civil War. I understand what you're saying now.
No. I just branched off on because you talked about in Civil War, some black woman shot like the white president.
Yeah.
Kind of, you know, because we all know black women are heroes and they're capable of so much.
Yes, as we know. Yeah. Unbelievable. And if you don't have any videos, I have some for you.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm gonna send you my my black chicken video here. But go ahead, yeah.
Okay. Well, we're gonna do that then. And let me close out a few tabs while I'm going over to the chats yet again. Let's go over to Z chats. Where was I?
Now I lost my train of thought.
Oh, we have Helgen. Here, it says the people revolting against the government in A24 Civil War, in my opinion, were a kind of parody of the cringe Boogaloo boys, generic libertarian anarchist types. You know, that makes a lot of sense, actually, what Helgen's just said. That would be a close approximation of what the director was going for as a, if there were any ideological center to it, it seems that there was like a post-Boogaloo boys faction happening. You couldn't quite tell who the good guys were, who the bad guys were. That was the point. Incoherent garbage. And the once sort of cute, she plays a journalist, I forget her name now, but boy, she hit a wall and a half, like face first at 100 miles an hour. People whose entire ideology is the Second Amendment and don't care about anything else. Yes, there was a contingent of those people. And there was lots of the, let's put it this way. There was no racial, ideological center to the movie. That was not it at all. So there's that. Over at FTJ, I'd like to check that out real quick. And we have Colin as a grind set, the liquid golden showers under our feet. Yes, it's going to be the golden age. It's going to be the golden age of liquid golden showers under our feet, maybe on our heads. Because this is Trump's America now. You're here. I'm here. We all is. Trump's America. There we go. And down here, wow, this is a very active FTJ chat. I love it. It's not your voice, Davis. It's your age, Gramps. Oh, you're picking on Davis over here. Davis needs to upgrade his Tandy. Isn't Tandy some kind of old computer or something? That's funny. I guess my shit must have been dropping out. That's either internet or StreamYard, I think, but who knows?
Yeah, so it wasn't me then, because I noticed it too. Probably at least, I don't know, four times, maybe five. Oh, God, I just saw some. Anyway, some of these great old American classic pickup trucks drove by.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. From like the 60s.
When chrome was thick and the women were thin.
It's old Chevy with its orange and white with a chrome bumper. What was I going to say, though? Four or five times it just kind of – it's like a frozen screen almost where I was still connected to StreamYard, but I couldn't hear you and there was nothing going on the video.
Yeah, that's wild. Okay, well, you know, the PC is being made. We don't have a – it's being built component by component there, and it's going to be shipped, and then we'll have a shipping number, let everyone know. Then after that, I install OBS, so we should be up and running. Hopefully that'll help. I'm going to get a new router at the same time in case that's got something to do with it. And, maybe, you know, we're just hoping for improvements. That's what we're hoping for.
OBS, I'm showing my technical ignorance here. OBS, what's that?
Oh, that's like a preferable operating software for doing streaming shows.
Gotcha.
So
you go in solid state. You're having a solid state computer built?
It's got two different drives in it. So the drives that have software that runs immediately will be SSD, and then there's a non-SSD drive in there just because it's a lot cheaper. You can get those quite large, and then that'll have to spin up to grab stuff. But that's just, again, archived shit, like all my audio files and stuff.
Got it.
Yep, it's going well. Luke Notoris is he's a bit of a nerd. Helped me out with that, so we appreciate that.
Cool.
And let's see. You can see a picture of Alex Jones on the screen. This is pre Ozempic Jones, and I showed you already post Ozempic Jones. And by the way, it's a movie in the works for Disney called Ozempic Jones, and it's going to be Alex Jones losing the weight and then dominating America. Alex Jones does piss streams. This is the end of the movie, so it's going to be good. It should be action packed. Clinton putting a lot of trunk pics in there. I guess he's digging on them old trucks as well. Here you go. Oh, boy.
It's actually earlier than that. That's a 70. That's either a 71 or 2, possibly 73. But, yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, where's
that's
D-Bot?
That's a short bet. D-Bot knows
exactly what that is.
I used to have one like that. It was similar. It was a 70, 72. That's a 71 right there, I believe. I'm pretty sure that's a 71.
Yeah, well, those are gorgeous pieces of elder year technology. That's some good-looking shit right there.
Yeah, I drove for years. I don't know how long, but for years I drove a 72 C10, you know, a standard bed with a 350 in it. It was great. And prior to that, I had a 66 Chevy truck with a 283. And I also had installed in there a automatic transmission instead of the stick that it came with. It had a B&M shift kit for all you motorheads out there. It was awesome. That thing, that 283 paired with that 350 transmission with the automated with the shift kit in there was fucking great truck. And I had side gas tanks too. I actually had I got the truck already with it, and it had two side gas tanks as well as the main one. I had a 60 gallon capacity.
Neat. Oh, well, here this truck runs on pure Jameson, and he has the Conspiratard 2.0 transmission. He also has the tranny known as Blair White, so right. That helps. He's got two transmissions. He's got one that runs his fat ass, and another that he fucks and doesn't tell anyone.
By the way, for all you Chevy GM people out there, it was a turbo hydromatic 350 transmission, just so you know.
That's when stuff was cheap. Harry Hollis says you bought it for $50 in a box of raisins.
That was a $1,500 back in the mid to late 70s. I think it was the late 70s I bought that. So it was still, I mean, it was, you know, I bought a 66 in the mid to late 70s. And then later on in the 80s, I got the 72 Chevy pickup truck. I actually got that from my brother because then he found another one better that he liked.
Ah, so, look at this old goat right here. What do you think of this?
Oh, yeah. So I don't like the low rider aspect. But, yeah, that's probably, I would say, a 62 or 3, something like that. Yeah. Now, it's not a 64 because I had a 64 once also. So I've had a 64 Chevy, a 66, a 72. I also had a 65 Ford pickup, which is great, which was great with a straight six.
Here's a different kind of low rider. Here you go. You got this is Alex Jones' favorite transmission right here.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. It's favorite Blair White. Everyone, you can get your Instahard over at infocope.com. Make sure you go there and do that. These pills aren't blue, they're red. Get it? Go get your Instagram.
Is Blair White like chopped off, or is Blair White intact? I wonder.
Dude, I really don't want to know.
Yeah. Giuseppe would say, can you imagine that axe wound?
Oh, God. But knowing Alex Jones, it's probably not, because he's attracted to her. So I think, remember, he had the phone pulled up. I'm doing research, folks. I'm doing research on
that. I'm telling you, some of those he-she's can really fool you, man. And, you know, let's face it, once you get attached to them, it's the crying game right now.
Now, this is an interesting. I'm going to show you this real quick, because Clinton is throwing up the images. Quite interesting here. I've often thought this was a fake photo. And then people keep telling me, I have no evidence of this, but people keep telling me it's real. Now, here's a few things that bug me about this. Tells me maybe it's fake. One, Tim Pool's not wearing a beanie. Now, have you ever seen Tim Pool without a beanie on?
No, it barely looks like Tim Pool. It's kind of a weird, it's like a distorted kind of look to it. But okay.
Right, I get the sense it's AI. Now, this does look like Blair White. However, whose hand is this holding a pickle out in front of her? Is that Alex Jones's hand? If so, how is his arm doing that? And why are his fingers smaller than on the other hand? Right?
Yeah, sometimes when I see these things, I think, America, what have we become?
Yeah, only in America could this even happen. Yeah. They were together one day after a show. So I guess, okay, it must be the focal lens or the curvature of the outer edges of the lens making stuff look weird. So two fingers and a thumb. Is that how Jonesy held this under? It's wildly inappropriate to be holding.
I sent you, you should have two emails if you don't want to spend too much time on this stuff here. The one that's got a whole bunch of videos, which I was kind of saving up, but we won't go through them all. There's a couple you could play, but the one has got a singular video, and you'll see the title. It's Chicken Niggers.
Wow. Okay, just to be clear, there's so many here.
Right, but one is just an email with only one video. That's the one I want you to play. This is what I sent to my...
Yeah, that's a good point. Yep. By the way, CJAG says it's faggy no matter what it is. Exactly. Yes, that's the real point. Is Ozempic Jones. Here's pre-Ozempic Jones, everybody. Ozempic Jones is loving on that that Blair White peen. Cannot get enough of the Blair White peen. And let me go to your other chicken niggers. Ah, here we go.
It's a classic.
Uh-oh. Wow, Paul, no one's going to forgive you for that.
That's black culture, baby, right there.
We have MFC NorCal, but we's all equal and shit. Yeah.
But can you imagine even making that? I mean, on the one hand, okay, it's funny. All right, I can get the fact that they're probably just cracking up making it. But at the same time, literally, this is, I mean, look at just the way they look. You know, when you see a black person, there's basically like a 90% chance they're going to be overweight. I mean, at least the women. The guys might be a little bit less so, okay? But generally, when you see a black woman, when I see a black woman around here, literally, it's 80 to 90% of the time they're just
either fat, disgusting beasts.
Exactly. Yeah. But that doesn't stop other black guys from impregnating them. I mean, that's the thing.
Well, as they say, niggas will fuck anything. There's that. So here, you also got Ms. Peaches fried that chicken.
Fried chicken. Yeah, we gon' fry that chicken.
You hear me?
Everybody.
What you have here is a tranny, it's a dude dressed as a woman. And doing this. Everybody wanna To get good, he's going to tell you he's got a plan, he's got a pan, he's going to fry that chicken in this hand.
Indeed. I got a pan, I got a plan, I'm going to fry this chicken in my hand. I got some hot grease and a whole chicken.
These don't are the citizens that clear the continent and built the skyscrapers.
Go ahead.
I said, these are the citizens that built the skyscrapers and cleared the continent for us. These are the American citizens based upon merit.
Yes, Wakanda American futurism.
These are the ones we should be. We should be encouraging them to have unfettered intercourse. So
yeah,
we can have more.
Why do all these future surgeons? Why aren't they taking more care with their diet? Weird, right?
Now where my hot sauce? I don't want no ketchup. Just one big juice of jalapeno pepper. White meat, dog meat, it don't even matter. Hanging with peaches don't make you fatter.
Ugh, it's too much. Too much.
This is, I mean, and you compare this to, say, you know, let's just throw in a clip of the symphony, like the Berlin Orchestra, you know, playing something. Just like, oh my God.
Yeah, the difference. We are a different species. It's a whole other world.
Unreal.
We don't belong together, Paul. We shouldn't be living together.
Well, we definitely, for sure, we should not be subsidizing their limitless reproduction. And we should not be elevating them to positions of power amongst us. Like I said, when you look at the number of black women in positions of power and importance, like police chiefs, fire chiefs, mayors, district attorneys, it's almost like there's a plot against us.
Oh, you don't say. Wow.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. Anyway, if you take a look at the other email, there's a whole list of them. One of the first ones is one of my classic, Will You Marry Me?
Marry Me.
All right.
Just for the fun of it.
I ain't doing it, bro. I got good right there. Oh, yeah. I'm saying, what you saying? Oh, yeah, bro. I'm not. Oh, my God.
Stand up. Right there in front of the car. Stay
steep. I ain't doing it, bro. I got good right there. Okay.
She's loving that power.
I'm telling you, the title of this is like white police, something like, you know, tases, handcuffed black man, but just her attitude in general. It's like, oh yeah, shut up. Here's the, you know, just, it's great.
It is good. All right, here
just
we go.
Keep going. Just,
here we go. It's replay.
I'm
going to
be out of the country.
Get him out. Listen, if he wins, he won't have to worry about immigration.
Frozen screen again.
Okay. We're reserving my ticket to get out of here.
Bye-bye. See you sometime.
I have a house in Spain that is going to be ready right after the election.
Bye-bye. Good luck.
Bye, Mama.
Bye, Bing.
Tiberia.
Bing. Bye-bye.
Nova Scotia.
Bye-bye. Enjoy yourself.
I'm definitely moving to Canada.
Bye-bye.
Straight to hell.
Goddamn right.
Oh, Iceland.
Bye-bye.
France.
Bye-bye.
Asia's pretty cool.
Bye-bye. Have fun.
If Donald Trump wins, I'm going to be out of the country.
All right. We get it. Right, everyone's leaving.
It was funny, though. I mean, when I watched it, it was like all these people talking about but they ain't going nowhere. They're all not.
Of course.
I'm going to leave.
You want.
Oh, you can't take my shit? You can't take my phone?
On October 6th, 2024, officers identified a stolen vehicle and confirmed its status after running the license plate.
What did I title this
They discreetly
video?
Followed the vehicle until it stopped at a residence. Upon parking, multiple juveniles exited the vehicle and fled on.
That I'm not sure because you give so many titles here. I just kind of click, 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 opened them up.
Okay, because my title is that's
you might want to create some kind of a codex to your titles.
Foot, prompting officers to engage in a foot pursuit.
Yeah, stop running.
I'm not running. That's it.
You black juveniles.
Oh, I remember this one. This is a mulatto who talks about her white mother when she's handcuffed.
Yeah,
in
you
the
said
back
the vile curse. I believe it's the vile curse of the mulattoes.
Yeah, vile curse of the mulattoes. Yeah, because here's this fucking woman. Okay, she's black. She's up. She comes out. She turns out to be mulatto, right? And, you know, just acting like a total nigger. Her kids, basically, her kids and her friends just stole a car and they parked it right next to her house and then they ran. And, you know, she's in the car and handcuffed and starts talking about my white mother. It's like, oh, God. And, you know, like I said, you can take the whole thing in totality. You watch a little bit more if you want. But I just definitely wanted to play the chicken video as well as the Will You Marry Me, where that white female cop is like just gets down to business right away, just starts tasing him.
Jeez. And this is nuts, by the way. This is why I worry about some of these channels like BitChute and stuff. Look at this. What is this craziness?
Cancer warning for you and your children. Hard to believe this, but it's true. Band-Aids have forever chemicals. Why is that important for you and your kids? Because billions of dollars are being awarded for these chemicals driving cancer. They looked at 26 out of 40 different Band-Aids, and yes, they had a chemical called fluorine, which is an indicator of something called PFAs, which are forever chemicals. Look, the problem is this. We're putting these chemicals right on open wounds. It's going right into the bloodstream. And look, if you haven't seen the movie Dark Waters, this is all about the cover-up of forever chemicals. Yes, thyroid problems, metabolic problems like diabetes, and of course cancer. And the awards keep coming out, billions of dollars, and yet we are still being exposed to it in products like this directly into our bloodstream. Find the brands that do not. Band-Aid brands, unfortunately, has the forever chemicals. Find the brands that do not.
Okay, so this is important. So I put this in there for a reason because I did not know this. And, of course, nothing surprises me anymore. We can't trust anything, okay? When I saw that video, I said, okay, I got to include that. I mean, because who would think something so innocent? And yet, this is the kind of thing that Alex Jones has been right about before. When maybe other people talked about it, but I first heard it from him that they put these chemicals on the receipts that you get from stores, you know? So you
Bisphenol A.
Yeah, when you bisphenol A, you touch them with your fingers, and all this stuff is actually, you know, again, I wouldn't be surprised if with all these mergers and acquisitions that everything, so many of these major so-called American brand name companies are now under the control and therefore the agenda of Jews, which is to constantly poison us, weaken our immune systems, you know, make us sick, do all the stuff that we know they're doing. And it just, it's so fucking outrageous when you think about it. You can't even, I think I titled that one, you can't even put a fucking Band-Aid on a cut anymore, you know?
No, it's a tough world when you can't put a fucking Band-Aid on your kid's wound.
Yeah, and I mean, who would have thought? But here's this guy. Okay, I believe it. I've not done the research. I've not double-checked it or fact-checked it or anything, but it's like, I'm not surprised that they would do it, just like all the other things that you find out that they're, quote, doing to us all the time.
Indeed.
Yeah. Gold Bananas, an indoor family theme park in Norwich, lived up to its name on Saturday.
Looking like beyond chaos. It's awful.
When a wild brawl broke out during a child's birthday party.
Oh my God, it was horrible.
A woman clutching a small child tries to escape the fighting. In the background, customers kick and punch each other. Then a woman is slammed on the floor. Someone throws a trash can on top of her. Soon after, another trash can goes flying. Then a woman grabs a mop and swings it like a baseball bat at the crowd.
It's awful. I mean, it's awful. You go someplace with your children and try to have a nice outing, have fun, and this is something like that. It's just disappointing.
Norwich police say it was after 6:30 on Saturday when two groups of people started arguing.
Some people weren't comfortable with some other people in the establishment, and words were exchanged.
Look at the way the white cops, like, some people weren't comfortable with other people in the establishment. See, that's how white people talk. Where
words
you know how
were exchanged,
black,
yeah.
Yeah, words were exchanged. And this thing, you know, we know what kind of words they'd be using there. Oh, God. They'd be using, like, bitch-ass nigger, whore-ass nigger, punk-ass nigger. They call each other that all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And the thing that you can't help but notice, I pointed this out before, but it's obviously such a biological issue, is the movement of blacks, the way they move, the way their bodies move, the way their joints articulate, the muscles, everything. It's universal. Okay. In other words, you see black behavior in Europe, in South Africa, you know, here in this country, wherever black, the movement of black people and their bodies looks the same because, well, it's biologically, you know, it's the same. It's an issue. It's their behavior. Cannot fix it. Don't matter. Mm-hmm. You know, they're well fed, right? They're housed. I mean, let's face it. A lot of blacks, poor blacks in other countries don't have, quote, housing. They don't have running water. They don't have electricity. Maybe they don't even have a lot of adequate clothing. Who knows exactly what they don't have compared to America, televisions, TVs, same thing, phones. But yet they behave in the same way.
Well, a lot of times people will summarize the black behavior as things like, well, a nigger could be dead, and the news will say things like, there was a dispute. It's like, now, wait a second.
There was a dispute.
You tell me there was a dispute. Obviously, there was a dispute.
What's great too about the categories on YouTube is there's categories and there's subcategories. And one thing I've never really brought to the table here on our shows is blacks basically kicking the living shit, stomping the hell out of each other. I mean, the Waffle House brawls and the fast food restaurant brawls, that's one thing. But there's lots of videos I've never, you know, brought, but I've seen where they will literally, like I said, just you're on the ground and maybe even you're already unconscious. Who knows? They will just continue to fucking beat and stomp and just knock the life out of you in many cases. A lot of them, I'm sure, have been, you know, I don't follow up on them, but some of these beatings I've seen that they give to each other, it's like, there's no way that's not going to result in a coma at the very least.
Oh yeah. But how could you tell?
So yeah. In many cases, you know, with their thick, thick heads, you never know, but I'm just saying something I've never really seen in whites. In other words, I've seen fights in my life, you know, when I was in school and out and about, like at bars and all that. And there can be some, you know, some brutality, some violence, but I've never seen that leveled with blacks. Will they literally are savage animals.
Oh yeah. Here we have our queen here. Hold on, nigger.
Fucking nigga.
There you go. Too bad she was jailed. Oh well. Oh well.
Well, if I wasn't already engaged to that female cop, I'd marry her too.
Yeah, see that? There you go.
What's up, dude? On the ground now.
Yep, lost him.
Go secure the car.
He's 14.
I don't give a shit. It's a stolen vehicle.
It's not ready. You have it.
Shut up. It's a stolen vehicle. I literally watched him jump out of the car.
No way. It's not there.
Pretty too much talking and explaining.
Well, no, this is a vile mulatto. She will end up getting cuffed because she just can't keep her mouth shut.
Oh, good. I'll shut up too and let it play. Here we go.
Shut up. Stop walking towards me. You'll be arrested. No shit, it's not there. It's a stolen vehicle.
She's all outraged because they're just kids. They're like 14, 15, whatever.
Picking up her son, obstructing the officer's investigation.
Yeah, I'm going to go find my kid.
That's her right there. 7.
Two drivers were black males, all black. One had an afro. One had a white stripe down the black pants, black hoodie. All right. A cruiser stays over here at Wilmington to hold the perimeter. I'm going to put the drone out to check the backyard.
No, because he wants to shoot my son. Come on, you try it. Honey, nobody run. Honey, nobody run.
It'll be the supervisor over here in a minute.
Get here.
Yeah, you can talk to
him. Get him here. Well, I don't want to go to the court here.
Yeah, if he in a stolen car, sure.
He jumped out. So he went and drive it. So fuck you.
Okay.
You.
Yeah.
You.
Yeah. Help. Hey, if you keep following this cussing, you're going to jail, too. That's what's about to happen.
This isn't there way too much talking as usual. Someone they should just
well,
be
that's part. That's part of it. Yeah, we're fleshing out their character. Okay.
Mm.
And their character is always loaded with "I don't give a fuck." That's their character, by the way.
Yes, that is the content of their character.
But this. But can you imagine your mother acting this way? This is the mother of one of those teenagers, and just she's so vile, so foul. It's so fucking disgusting. I mean, I think about my poor departed mother and how. What a gracious woman she was with, you know, raised with manners and, you know, just, we have these vile sacks of fucking shit. Okay. This vile, disgusting, poisonous protoplasm reproducing car thieving, carjacking, strong arm robbery, mulatto niggers everywhere playing the most vile, disgusting music. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be so racist and offend people.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. I'm offended by this prison tat. Look at this low-grade prison tat. It looks like a child with a crayon made her tat. Here we go. She might be Jewish. That's the same way the fake Holocaust survivors get their tattoos. They get that done. He's a lot to handle. Can you? Now I'm thinking, can you imagine the smell?
Ugh, God. She's talking like a nigger, acting like a nigger, but she had a quote white mother. And she gave birth to nigger carjacking kids.
Your lame is.
And of course, if you see your kid, you won't see your kid here. You saw her kid earlier run away, and of course, he was obviously fathered by a black man because her kid looks much more black than she does. But you're going fast here. But you can see all the white in her already. But she acts like a total nigger, talks like a total nigger. Probably has the IQ of one as well.
Oh boy, look! I like that. Look at this little cage in the window. That's pretty cool. Yeah, Paul. She didn't threaten nobody. She didn't do shit to these motherfuckers.
Yeah, well, she was all pissed off because the fact that the police came out with guns drawn right next to her house as their car pulled up and they started chasing the kids. Now, what she probably doesn't realize, but of course it's out there for anybody to know, is that when there is a stolen car, the police procedure is you pull somebody out of that car at gunpoint. All right. In other words, this is a felony. So if a cop is driving behind you and the license plate is, you know, comes back stolen, blah, 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 they are more than likely going to extract you from that car at gunpoint.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's the rules. Police
policy. Yeah, stolen vehicles and all that sort of shit. And you're gonna, you know, it's a felony, and so therefore they're going to assume. Anyway, go on.
Well, all these niggers need niggers and half niggers. They need
the squad.
All she was trying to do was talk to him like, hey, y'all ain't had to pull guns out and all that.
Yo, I got a gun.
Is she a police officer or something?
Oh,
you're who's it? Your mom or your sister?
That's my sister.
Oh, you can't take my shit. You can't take my phone. You cannot take my phone. That's my get the you can wait the rest of you.
They slammed the door.
Beat your ass. I swear to God, I'll beat your ass. Take that gun and badge off.
It's a little monkey.
Yeah. Yeah, listen to this fucking woman. You know how many times, if I've heard that from all kinds of blacks, right? Take your gun and badge off. I will beat your ass. I just want it to happen. I want the cop to just go, okay, you think that's going to happen? Okay, go ahead. I'll take my badge and gun off. I mean, literally, yeah, I want to see, watching these things over these, a couple of years now probably, has made me hate them so fucking much. I want to see a Rodney King style beat down every time they catch him. I really do believe that that's a real deterrent, is that if they do get caught and they go through the justice system and there's a court, you know, there's an adjudication of their case, they're taken from the courtroom into an adjacent room where four or five cops are waiting with their batons to dispense the sentence. Because that's all that works. You can't just put them in, feed them. They're not going to lose their job because they don't have a job, okay? They're not going to worry about losing their apartment lease or their house because guess what? A lot of them are living in subsidized housing. It's just literally insanity what has been engineered that these people have and are taking predominance in our society in terms of their sheer numbers. And there's going to come a point. It's Enoch Powell said in England, in a great little speech, he said, it's foreseeable, okay? It's foreseeable that they will get the whip hand and outnumber us in our own lands. It's fucking insane.
And it's a good thing if you say Enoch Powell again.
Enoch, yeah. My brain, my mind, yeah. It's going.
MSU Norcal telling us that, God, we need these people to fuck off for eternity. Bianca Fights the Zombies is in his aisle. Nice to see you. C-Jag, encore. Per H, I would get a slap from my mother or grandmother if I used that language. I won't say what my grandmother, what my grandfathers would have done. Oh, yeah. Grandpas don't fuck around. And Bianca Fights the Zombies, Bix Nud, Petrol Bucks Waffen. And animals only respect pain from Jack O'Lantern. Well, this is true, actually. That's what Paul was just saying. You really do have to beat them into pain compliance. And actually, if there are a couple of niggers in comas, that'd be good to just have, like, jumbotrons showing these vegetative state niggers and be like, listen, you want some? You want some? We'll beat you into a vegetable, too.
Just think about this. What this occurring in? I wouldn't mind watching a little bit more at a little slowed down rate, so we could maybe hear her, because a couple of times she talks about my white mama, right? Just that was the line. That was why I put the video in there. But you could see this behavior. But literally, she's in the back of this cop car, like a wild animal, like a Tasmanian devil, spewing all this vile shit. And immediately from the get go, she comes out all pissed at the cops. Now imagine. Back in the day, imagine your white suburban mother or my white suburban mother acting in such a manner. If I was to drive a stolen car up into the driveway and spill out of it with two or three of my friends and start running, and the cop is now telling the mother, well, you know, the vehicle was stolen. You know, my mom or like Leave It to Beaver type mom would be like, oh my goodness, you know, it's like they would. This woman, you could see how she's acting. It's just unreal.
Mm-hmm. Overly defensive and everything else. Okay, I have her in normal speed now. We'll turn her up a bit.
Get your sergeant. Hey, get your sergeant. I want the sergeant right now. You. I want the sergeant right now, man.
So yeah, she's under arrest right now. She's going to be charged.
That's her son. That's another one of her sons.
Okay. Car. And they tell.
So this is the son that didn't steal the car.
Correct.
Okay.
I mean, no.
Okay, which keys?
To this car right here that she had on her person.
So that was the car she was riding around in, I guess.
Trying to find her son.
The one we're trying to apprehend, who's in a stolen vehicle? Is that the one?
I'm not 100% sure.
Well, I'm gonna tell you that's what's going on, okay?
Oh, I get
because
that.
Because he was
cool.
In a stolen vehicle, and he's being under arrest.
I feel bad for these white people over here. So you got this older white lady, you got her white daughter and this white son. They're stuck in this fucking neighborhood.
Impressed if we find them, okay?
Oh, that's perfectly fine. Okay. They do what they do. Right. They wrong for what they do. They gonna pay for it.
Okay.
That's how it is.
The keys. Is this your vehicle? Is this her vehicle?
No. This is her neighbor's vehicle.
So what's she doing in it?
She was using it.
Okay, well, where's her neighbor at who owns the vehicle?
I'm sure the insurance company loves this idea.
She lives at the inn.
Well, if the neighbor wants a keys, then she can come and talk to me.
I can't get them?
No, it's not your vehicle.
So why was dude being disrespectful with the glasses on his head?
God.
Oh, it's always about disrespect. We're supposed to respect you.
Yeah, what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to cajole this woman? You're supposed to kneel before her? Is that what they think? It's not BLM anymore, nigger.
More camera, sir.
Okay.
So,
I just call down there and get it?
Yeah, if you want to, that's fine.
Okay.
I mean, the officers are trying to do their job and apprehend some criminals here who have a stolen vehicle, which is a felony in the state of Ohio. So, I mean, sometimes things may be said which you may not like, and it's unfortunate.
I don't mind, but they
antagonized
her on our property.
Well, she's under arrest. They didn't antagonize anybody. She's under arrest, and she's being charged, okay? Listen, just because you're on your property, you can't just say anything you want. That's not
freedom of speech.
It's not freaking, no, incorrect. If you're obstructing the officer's investigation,
she wasn't obstructing that.
She was. Yeah. Well, that's why she's under arrest.
How was she obstructing?
She could go to court if you disagree with it. You could go to court if you disagree with it. You could be her witness, and we'll call it a day. How's that, sir?
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
So she's being under arrest, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anything else you want from me?
I'll take care of it.
So if that neighbor wants...
This is fascinating. Why does he have to explain this to this random guy? Who gives a shit? Just take this woman to jail. Go find the nigger that stole the vehicle.
This is a hood, man. And this, at one point, you can tell the trees, the sidewalks, the trees, the houses. This is at one point, this was a nice white working class neighborhood. And now blacks have come in and they have ruined it with their niggerism.
Fucked it all up. Yeah.
Go ahead. Keep going.
And this must be, Paul, they must be trained in community policing, right? This must be, the cops are told, like, yes, yes, spend 5 minutes answering any questions.
They're all told that they're, you know, de-escalate. Stupid. Exactly.
She fucking tased this nigger and keep walking.
Her keys to her car. She can come down and talk to one of us, and I'll get her keys to her car, okay? If it's her car, just let her know that.
Hey, ma'am. Can I get a picture of your name?
Ma'am, I want to talk to the sergeant because y'all ignorant as...
I am the sergeant.
Well, why do I get arrested for telling them my kids wasn't driving?
Why are y'all chasing a 14-year-old with a gun? Why am I being arrested for that?
In front of my motherfucking house. You, man. Y'all couldn't wait to arrest me, but it's all good. Y'all gonna pay for this one because I'm definitely getting an attorney.
Oh, yeah. we always have that.
By the way, they're always getting lawyers. They're always going to sue you.
Yeah. Well, we could laugh at that, but some nigger might, some Jew might come forward and represent these niggers.
I'm calling my white ass mom.
There you go. Yeah. That's the line. That's got me.
You arrest me, but it's all good. Y'all gonna pay for this one because I'm definitely getting an attorney. I'm calling my white ass mom. Yeah.
See, so we should go. What we should do, and this is a Paul administration. Mm-hmm. This fucking vile fucking mulatto hag will be firing squatted. Her white mother, who gave birth to her, will be firing squatted. If we can find the shiftless Negro father, he will be firing squatted. And then the remaining offspring, it's not fair to firing squad them, I don't think, but they will be sterilized. And there we go. We can start to have a country again.
StreamYard be fucking up. Okay, we're back now. Build back buffer. We're back now. Apologies about that, folks. I can't tell you why that's happening.
Yeah. All right. My medicine and everything. Yes.
You need any numbers or you got it?
I don't got none.
Can I give them?
Bro, I don't even care about this. This is bullshit. I'm going to jail for saying they wasn't driving. I don't give a f-
the numbers.
They weren't driving. That's what y'all mad about.
Yeah, she's very emphatic about, I don't know, whatever. Pointless defiance.
Well, again, once again, you know, I've watched almost all these. Every time I bring a video that you skip through, I have more than likely watched it at length, and also many others. And they always just utter and re-utter these inanities, you know, just over and over again. They think that somehow repetitiveness is effective.
Yeah. Yeah. They don't, I don't think they think it's effective. I think they're just sort of stuck in a nigger loop of,
mm-hmm. Well, they must think it's effective, or they just can't help themselves.
Yeah.
And then we continue because she mentions her white mother again. I don't know why. I think that's the money shot, but it's just classic. When you look at her and I'm just thinking, this is the vile, in my opinion, treasonous, capital crime of race mixing with blacks.
Brother.
That's late. You and I being arrested for not talking. What was I doing? I didn't smack any motherfuckers. I didn't touch nobody. Thank you. I've never seen you this answer before. That says a lot, sir.
Nay, nay. This is my number. All right? Give us a call so we know what's going on. And then we'll take it from there. All right?
Yep.
Just call that number, all right? Yeah, I'll let you. She gets a certain, thank you, sir, I appreciate it. I'm not joking. Are you all right, mama? You talk. God, here comes the white person to help. Looking for things they weren't driving. Are you serious? I swear to God, I'm sick of you, girl. That's her white friend. Yeah, the white friend is coming to help and empathize. Oh, are you serious? This seems so crazy.
I swear to God, all because I said they wasn't driving.
She's got another lawyer in making. It's free speech, she says, and then checks her phone. She just got a lemon on DLive.
You know, because they were running how they jump out of the room. That's all I said. They weren't driving. Why are you chasing them with guns? Why can't you use a taser?
And that's exactly. I mean,
that's why I arrested her, because they're chasing kids with a gun, a taser.
So this is the difference between men and women. Men like you and I, we want to shoot them with guns and bullets. That'll solve the problem.
Oh, I got you. He locked me up. Because I said it's the freedom of speech. They didn't like that shit. I swear to God.
Are you serious?
I swear to God.
I wasn't even here.
I swear to God. You know they couldn't wait to get me. Because every time they're smearing God, I'm always having it out with the officer, right? Because they're always putting guns on kids.
No, exactly. But they no offense. They don't ever want to do anything. And then they want to take their good old time. And
no, she's going to do the mirroring. Oh, boy, look at this. This perfectly good white woman has gone and tatted herself up like this.
It's disgusting.
My goodness. We could put her in.
Against the
law. Get her hiking once a week for about 6 months. Drop some of that off. Maybe take the nose ring out.
No, she's, I'm sorry. She's firing squatted.
Yeah, she's got to go,
you're
right?
You're too generous, yeah.
Right. We're trying to just look at the
you're
upside.
Too, you're too magnanimous with these white race traders.
Yeah, that's true. You got to go, lady.
Firing squad!
There you go.
And, of course, pull the kids over in front of their house. That's so, of course, fair. They have time to go in the house and hide.
Yeah, that's not fair. Yep.
Look at the way she puts her hands on her hips like that. Like,
I said, you won't even arrest the kids around her with guns that we keep calling
they
on
don't.
And telling you about.
They don't.
She's indignant for the nigger.
The boys exactly. On the guns is sitting in the county right now on three murder charges.
No,
no offense, but if y'all would have did something then, those people would still be alive.
Are you going to defend me?
No, I know. I'm not saying you, sir. I'm just one of the officers.
That's what I'm being arrested for because I said, you want to arrest them? They're
whatever
driving, bro. We don't know. You need to shut your mouth. I said, I don't have to shut up. It's a freedom of speech. Oh, yeah, we're getting you.
God. So inane. Oh, good. There's a conclusion. Here we go. They tell her fate. Let's hear her fate. Charged with assault. Okay, I like
charged
that.
With assault on a law enforcement officer, obstructing official business, failure to disclose personal information, disorderly conduct, and receiving stolen property after being found with her neighbor's credit card. Her son and the other juvenile who fled were not apprehended. Share your thoughts below and remember to like and subscribe for more videos.
Nah, that's okay. Wow.
See, what we need to do is come up with, like, magic bullets. I love that that borrowing from the Kennedy assassination. Cops should have magic bullets so when they start to get behind in a foot chase and they're losing, they just fire their gun and that bullet could, like, follow them, you know, go around corners or over fences and nail them.
Cool. There you go. Yeah. So, the Jews are going to have peace seeking missiles and the cops can have nigger chasing bullets.
Yeah. Like corners. Exactly, yeah. Kind of like a mini cruise missile.
I like that. Yeah, that's actually good. But why not just do the whole rocket launcher type thing?
Yeah. Because you know when the cops are yelling behind them after chasing them, get on the ground. You know, you don't see them doing that. You don't see them obeying those commands. You know, so
no, they're not really into that obeying command thing. It's not for them so much.
Now that Trump is sworn in, this stuff will start to get better too.
Mm-hmm. Now, by the way, on the screen, everybody, you're going to be seeing how you got your G-Man. In case you want to go ahead and help out G-Man, of course, you know how to do that on FTJ Media. You can also go to rtidemedia.com/donos And if you're looking at the screen, you're going to see that bottom right corner's got a little buy him a coffee. You could do that. Anyone who hooked up your boy Davis, I really do appreciate that. We're trying to do this thing full time. So that does help. Every little bit helps. So what you can look forward to tonight? Well, let's see. I have for you, we'll be discussing.
You should take tonight off.
Oh, take tonight off, you say?
Well, yeah. Well, let's get the national championship, Ohio State and Notre Dame college football.
Oh, brother. All right. Well, listen, we got Trump saying he's going to revive TikTok, but he wants 50% U.S. ownership. I'm suggesting you put the word Jews instead of U.S., and then you got the real answer. And look at this. Over in Wisconsin, it's already started.
What's going on with Wisconsin?
Share this tab. Wisconsin teen starts fire at U.S. representative's office over TikTok ban. All right, so the kids are going to go wild. This is good. We might get another Luigi out of this or something. That'd be good, wouldn't it? And, of course, we've got plenty of clips for you. And also I'm going to have a brainstorm session live on air with our own Pug Lord. This is Paladin YYZ. So he and I have been communicating in Telegram. He's got some ideas about future content. And, you know, I'm game. I'm game to do something more effective. And he's a terribly thoughtful guy. So that's why we're going to be doing that later. But also news of the day and the week and analysis, most importantly, analysis of that news. So doing clip after clip, that's how that'll go. Paul, any last words?
Awesome.
Nice. Excellent. All right, buddy. I hope you continue to have a good day. Seems like you're off to a good start. You seem like you're in a good mood, actually, today, Paul. You do.
You know, it's a new day. Meet the new boss.
Yes, he is the same as the old boss, and he's got that great big nose. That's how you can tell. Most importantly, that's how you can tell.
We're gonna this day forward. We're gonna put America first.
Oh, right, I forgot my dose of copium. That's why everyone's in a good mood. Yes, America first, last and always.
Take us out with the America. Fuck yeah.
I think I closed that clip already, but yeah.
That's okay.
I'll take you out, everybody, with the G-Man in absentia cut. All right, Paul, I've saved some of your links in a folder.
All right.
But also, those emails probably aren't going anywhere, so we could just return to the wild nigger content next week. You guys are going to get a doctorate degree in niggerology with a minor in Negro fatigue. So until next week.
It's advanced black G-Man. Studies.
Black studies. That's right. Degree in black studies. All right, everybody. We'll talk to you later, 8 to 11 tonight.
G-Man in absentia.
G-Man.
G-Man.
G-Man
in absentia.
In absentia.
In absentia.
G-Man in absentia.
Yes, buddy.
The G-Man will return after January 24th.
Giuseppe Vaffanculo.
In Giuseppe's momentary absence, the show will go on 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. The G-Man's period of recovery will last until January 24th, after which he will return. In the meantime, we'll be here holding down his schedule and giving his ever-reliable viewers something to listen to.
It's the stand-in show. G-Man in absentia. If you can donate to Giuseppe, go to rtidemedia.com or visit Giuseppe on FTJ.
The G-Man will return.
Giuseppe will return after January 24th of 2025. Wish him well during his recovery. Donate to G-Man if you can. Go to rtidemedia.com. G-Man in absentia. G-Man, 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 in absentia, G-Man, 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 in absentia.